Welcome to Girl Chats with Hazar and Emiliana. This podcast is a fun project between two friends having off-the-cuff conversations where we chat about womanhood, adulting, relationships, lifestyle, and everything in between. A very girly chat. In this first episode, we started off by introducing ourselves and jumping straight into our first topic, friendships while being apart. Enjoy! Hi, Hazar. How are you?
I am. It feels like I haven't seen you in a really long time.
Yeah, like 2 hours. I feel so long not talking to you.
To be fair, we've seen each other plenty via screen, not in person in a very long time.
That is true.
So, I think even like before I went to Malaysia in February, I hadn't seen you like since before then. You were doing Veganuary? Is that what it's called? Veganuary?
Can't remember her. Who's that? It lifted my mind.
Yeah, but I think, oh my goodness. Yeah, the last time we went up face-to-face was January. That's crazy. Okay, anyways. Yep.
So this conversation actually is a mini introduction to our podcast for today, which is about friendship. I think that topic is something close to our heart. Mm-hmm. Both of us, we've been friends for how many years now?
2013. Oh,
2013
yeah.
Was the beginning.
2013.
Yeah.
Wow.
From
7 years.
Hub University.
A-levels.
Hazar. Literally, I saw Hazar walked in with her daisy. Like, I think it's like a black pants with yellow
flowers,
like big massive yellow flowers all over the pants. And from that day on, I realized I want to be her friend. I want to be her friend.
Those pants were legendary.
It is. I honestly think it's one of your best pants yet. Yeah, you still have chances to top it up.
Oh my goodness. I used to dress up so like colorfully when we were doing our A-levels. Oh my goodness, my style has changed so much since then. But yeah, oh my god. Exactly. Lots has changed.
Exactly. And right now we are both studying in the UK, in London.
Yep.
I'm just going to do a mini introduction before we move forward. So I met Hazar at Help University back in 2013. When we were doing our A-levels together. And for some reason, this girl just like stick through me like throughout all these years. Like, I don't know, guys. Like, she's obsessed with me.
Why is so obsessed with me?
Girl, I want to know.
Right. So for those of you who don't know me, do not be fooled by my fake American accent. I am not American.
I can tell you that.
I am Lebanese and I've lived almost my entire life in Malaysia, but I am now doing my master's in the UK. And yeah, I can't wait for this chapter to be over and done with because I'm sick of my master's, but we're pushing through.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much all about me and my background. So yeah.
And jumping straight to the friendship question, I think I could start straight away asking you, why are we friends? Like, what makes me attractive to you? It sounds so weird now, but like...
No, but like, I totally get that. Like, I've been thinking about that quite a bit. And I think, like, from the get-go, what's always, like, attracted me to you was just how... like grounded you've always been. You've always been like steady and grounded, and you've always known what you want, and you've always had like a calming presence on me. So yeah, like you always, I always admired that about you, like how you always knew what you want and you were always working towards it. And especially like in the past couple of years where there has been a lot of transitional periods in both of our lives, I think that's when we got like closest to each other, because we've known each other for a while, but I don't think we've always been this close. I would say maybe we've gotten this close in the past 2 years when I started my master's 2 years ago and you were doing your, was it your last year?
Yes.
Of undergrad?
Yeah. My final year, yeah.
Yeah. So I think in like, with transitional periods and stuff and like big changes in our lives, I always felt like you were someone I could go to that could help me navigate those changes, but also to help ground me and remind me of who I am. And yeah, you've always just been a calming presence in my life and you've always added so much value to my life. So yeah.
Stop it. I do. Forget about Martin. I do.
Martin? Martin who? We don't know him.
Exactly. Who's that? I thought you don't have to try this hard. As to me, I think what attracts me the most about you is how brave you are in doing everything in life and the fact that you do everything in life with grace and a little bit of OCD.
Yep.
Oh my god, guys, the way I, okay, maybe this is for another episode, how I can give you a breakdown as to how OCD she is. She's on a different level. When people say, oh, I'm OCD about this things, this and that, don't trust them until you meet Hazar, because she's operating on a different level that will shock you to the core. Her OCD level is remarkable. But that's on another episode. Yeah, but going back to what attracts me to you, Hazar, is the fact that you carry on with your life with such grace, with such integrity, despite all the hurdles that you had to go through over the last few years. You always keep your head up. You always say to yourself, this is fine. I'll get through this. And some people, I know if I were to go through what you went through, I'll give up. But you just persevere. And that for me is such a huge source of inspiration. And just...
Oh my God, now you've got me bawling.
I mean, I envision this podcast to be like off-the-cuff conversations, like girl chats, not this sappy podcast.
This was supposed to be really lighthearted, but we're on FaceTime so we can see each other and we're both tearing up. We need to keep it light.
We're not doing that. Exactly.
But that's really, really sweet, Emmy. Thank you.
You are welcome.
How do you think your friendships with people, you know, when you were an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, how have they changed in comparison to your friendships now? We're both 20. I'm turning 25. You've turned 26 now.
Yeah.
So we're like mid-20s. How would you say your friendships have changed from now and then?
I think my relationships, my friendships especially, has grown more meaningful. That's what I'm looking for every time I make friends with new people. I'm always thinking, is this meaningful? Does this add value into my life? Because at the end of the day, it's very different, like how you make friends back when you were like late teens and now that I'm in mid-20s. Because back in like when I was like 18, 19, I make friends with a variety of people. But because of the quantity of friends that I have, I often lose touch quickly with them, and I feel sometimes it's a very over the surface type of friendship and it's hard to dig deeper. And also I don't have the emotional intelligence to have that deep whatever meaningful friendships. But in a way, having all those friendships during my late teen, I think was important because it sets the framework to where I am right now with my relationships with my friends. Because if I don't have all of that friendships, like that, you know, bad friendships, good friendships, I wouldn't be where I am today with my friends. Like having this very good support system, having this council of high-spirited girlfriends that is always there for me, my support system, which honestly I've curated it to the T.
No, 100%. I can totally relate to that. Yeah, 100%. I'll let you finish.
Yeah. So I just want to conclude by saying that who you surround yourself with matters. It really, it really, really, truly matters. Mm-hmm. Because let's say if you have a horrible day and you call a friend, and that friend, you rely on that this person, and they ended up giving wrong advice or bad advice or don't know how to handle the situation, it could really just push you over the edge. Like, you need someone that have the... Now I sound very snobbish. I don't know how to end this, but...
No.
How do I say, like, you do have to be careful, like, who you're friends with, especially, I think, now that you're in mid-20s. The inner circle is very important. Like, that, those few friends that you always reach out to over the phone when you have difficulties. And then there's the outer friends, and then there's the acquaintances. But I think the most important aspect of my life and the people that has become, that made me who I am today, are definitely those inner circle friends. And you are included, obviously, if you're asking.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm honored.
What about you, Hazar?
No, I totally 100% agree with everything you've said. Like, especially the whole curation of friendship, like your friendship circle, curating that. Oh my goodness, we do sound very snobby. But I think everyone, you know, like, when you're 18 years old, you're 19 years old, most of the friendships you have are kind of forced friendships. For example, they're friendships that you've that you've had from like high school or maybe from primary school or whatever. And you don't necessarily have as much in common as you would think you do. So you're kind of friends because you've been forced to be friends, not necessarily because you want to be friends. And I think that's like the major difference between friendships that I had in my like late teens versus friendships that I have now, because the people that are in my life now are actually people that I want for them to be in my life right now. And I try my best to put in a whole lot of effort when it comes to my friendships now, because especially with the pandemic and everything that's going on, like, I think that the most important thing in life is emotional connection and like having that strong foundation with people, and just, yeah, like a very strong support system. So yeah, the major, I think, difference between then and now is just like curating that special group of friends and making sure it's just like good people around you. That's all you really need in life. I think you can get through anything if you just have a good bunch of people around you.
100%. I definitely agree. And obviously we don't have the time, and next week we can talk about how do we maintain that friendships, considering how both of us during the lockdown period as well, you were in Lebanon for 3 months, 4 months.
I was in Lebanon from mid-March until the end of July. Exactly. So that's, how many months is that?
I've lost track, frankly speaking.
A big portion of this year.
Yeah. And also, not only that, you know, you still have friends that we still have friends that we keep in contact with back in Malaysia, with you in Lebanon, like all over the world. So like, how do we maintain that? How do we have that inner circle with friends that doesn't live in the same country as we do? And it is possible still, like, we are the testament of that. And we can definitely pick up this conversation next week.
Yes.
So yeah. And we will
exciting
review.
Times.
Yeah, exactly.
To be continued.
To be continued. All right, Hazar, I'll speak to you soon.
All righty. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Girl Chats with Hazar and Emiliano. We're so happy and excited you've decided to go on this journey with us. Don't forget to tune in next Tuesday as we continue to invite you in on our conversations. Lots of love. Hey, Chinee.